Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Hey everyone, just a few things before we get into today's episode. If you haven't gone and rated and reviewed this podcast, head over now. Go take a few seconds. I always want to hear from you and how I can best serve you guys. Which goes into the last thing before we get into this episode is I want to hear from you. I want to hear about what topics you want me to talk about. Who do you want me to bring on the show? What interests you? And you can just slide into my DMs on Instagram at Lo Wentworth, or you can send me an email, a good old-fashioned email at hello@lowentworth.com, because I really do want to hear from you and what you guys want to hear from, because this podcast, as much as it is selfish about me, learning about other women, using my own voice, it's for you guys. So with that, are you ready? Hey everyone. So 2020 is right around the corner, and at least my circle and myself, and I've been watching other people on social media that I follow, are starting to look forward to 2020, like what their word is or phrase is, what goals they want to complete. You know, a lot of them are also in businesses, so it makes sense for the planning ahead and feeling like that and what you're wanting to do in 2020, not just from a business career standpoint, but from also a personal standpoint. But it's taking you out of the present moment, and myself included. Like, I get overwhelmed planning what I want to do in 2020 when I'm like, crap, I've got stuff I need to release in 2019 to do that. And that being said, like, why not take the leap now? Why not start the goal now? Why not pick a goal that you can complete by January 1. Why not take that leap of faith on yourself now? Why wait until 2020? That's, you know, we all get into this trap, and myself included, that when we get X, then we'll be happy. When we get Y, then our life will be on point. When we get Z, then we'll be successful, and yada, yada, yada. The point being, it's we're putting our happiness off in the future. It's taking away from us to be in the present moment. And even though 2020 is right around the corner, there can be some anxiety about, like, oh, what the heck have I been doing with this year? Where did this year go? I haven't done X, Y, and Z, like I said. I'm a failure, or nothing's ever going to change, or whatever negative Nancy spiral you get yourself into in that self-talk about where you think you should be right now, or what you wish you would have done, does not help you to push forward. It doesn't help you to propel forward into 2020. Like, 2020 is going to happen, and it's not like some magical wand, everything is going to be great and magical. I mean, when 2000 happened, I remember everyone freaking the hell out that all of technology is just going to, I don't know, blow up, and there's going to be some virus, and we're going to go into a dystopia and go back to the whatever archaic ages. We have to actually be the original hunter-gatherers that we actually were. But did it happen? No. There was no Y2K bug. We're still here. We still have technology going on. Nothing catastrophic had blown up between December 31st, 1999 and January 1, 2000. But the point being is we're starting a new decade. Lots of positive energies coming from 2020. There's lots of big shifts, all of that happening. I know for myself personally, so that'll be on a later episode. But the point being is don't get down on yourself because you haven't achieved a goal that you intended you were going to achieve this year. And then don't stress out about what you should be doing in 2020, what goals you should be creating, what is your word or phrase or intention for 2020 when you haven't even finished 2019. And I'm not saying you shouldn't think about it. You're going to think about it. We're going to think about it just like we're going to think about what gift we're going to get Aunt Susie for Christmas because last year she hated whatever it was or whatever it may be. And you're wanting to be the best niece or nephew. That's besides the point. But the point is it takes you out of the present moment and you're stressing. What can you do now to take that leap of faith on yourself? What are steps that you could create to reach a goal and maybe have it complete by January 1? Maybe not have it complete by January 1, but you have a strong foundation to push you forward. I'll use weight loss as an example. Feels like 99% of the population, their New Year's resolution is to lose weight. And they, one, their why is not strong enough, so it doesn't last more than 2 weeks for why they're wanting to lose weight. Two, it's because they haven't created the strong foundation and aren't committed to the strong foundation of what it is they're wanting to create to lose that weight loss, meaning they haven't started scheduling in their workouts. They haven't started taking the steps to meal prep or what it looks like to get their health on track. I mean, it really all starts with why to lose, for you guys to lose your weight. I speak from personal experience on that one. Because I gained a crap ton of weight in law school and I did not lose it until I decided I wanted to feel bleep and sexy in my own skin. So it starts with the why of it all. And if you start now and you know, for example, you're wanting to lose weight, what does it look like for you to maybe start walking outside, looking at different gym memberships, taking a week to explore gyms you want to enjoy? Want to join. And then what does it look like for you to maybe work out 2 times a week for 30 minutes through the holiday season? Just 2 times a week, not a big deal. And see how that habit progresses. Now, it doesn't have to be weight loss. It could be something other thing, like maybe you want to start a business and you have the tools and the programs or the worksheets to start figuring out what that is. Maybe it's you start working through one worksheet. Maybe it's you start researching what does it look like to, build a website, to start a blog, or even to launch a podcast. So you start doing the research and groundwork and you can be running in 2020. And it brings you to the present moment where you can take control and take steps. So when you do reach New Year's Eve this year, you feel like you have a strong footing instead of feeling like you're behind, that you're struggling, that you're rushing, that you're never going to have a breath of fresh air, and that you don't know what you're going to do with your life. I mean, I've experienced it with my friends and even myself about feeling like behind. And if you don't have quote unquote your goals ready right away, New Year's morning when everyone's hungover and you're not killing it right away, then you're behind, which is complete BS. You're never behind. You're always where you're meant to be in that moment. So just breathe. Take a minute. If you're thinking about what 2020 looks like for you, what are some goals? Just start little things so you don't get overwhelmed and it takes you out of the present moment. I mean, we're all rushing at the moment. And I hate to use the term rushing, but that's what it feels like. We're rushing because literally Halloween happened and November 1, bright and early, all Santa's little elves vomited Christmas everywhere. That's besides the point. But really take a second. You can start taking action on your dreams now, even if they're baby steps. Like, take this podcast for an example. I could have waited until the new year to launch this, even though I've been recording since September. Yep, fun times. But I decided to launch it in November and not caring because it's part of my dream and vision for my life. So go take the baby steps. Whatever it may be, if it is starting that podcast, research what it looks like. Who do you want your audience to be? What's your why behind it? really, this episode is all about what is your why behind finishing the new year and then starting 2020 on the right foot. And it's all about taking leaps of faith on yourself. Like, if not now, when? When are you going to do it? When are you going to put yourself first? When are you going to take those stolen moments? I call stolen moments those 5 minutes you're waiting in line, or if you're picking up your kids from school, the 20 minutes where you can take a minute, throw out a note, and just start writing different ideas down about what you're wanting, what goals you're wanting, what words resonate for you for 2020, whatever it may be, and use those stolen moments, because those stolen moments over time start to build your life. And they build the momentum for you to take those massive leaps of faith on yourself. So what, 2020 is right around the corner. You still have 2019. Yes, the holiday seasons are here, but, you know, take a minute and give yourself that space to explore and just be with yourself to see what it is you're actually wanting and what you're wanting to create. Like those minutes when you want to take away from your family, maybe you take a journal or your phone and just type away. Why not? I mean, I know Rachel Hollis takes a whole week off in November to review her past year and then plan for her next year and just see where it goes. And it's well worth it for yourself. Like, no one is living your life but you. All right, guys. So go, take a breather, be present this holiday season. Finish one thing on your goal list or start it, take major steps towards them, so you can feel like you are right on time or ahead for when 2020 hits instead of feeling behind. All right, with much love, and I'll see you next time. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Lo Wentworth, because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.